What a way to start. National anthem right as we come on the air. Welcome, Warrior fans, to the Battle of the Titans today as the Warriors play host to the top-ranked Eureka Loggers here at Tune In Gymnasium in a special matinee showcase game. We're just moments away from tip-off. I want to get those starting lineups in for you. For Eureka, it's going to be Amaya G starting, Mariah Bowles, Mariah Napoleon, Claire Maples, and Caitlin Jaconi. And for the Del Norte Warriors, starting sophomore Brooklyn Carter, junior Lily Nunez, junior Anissa Batiga, junior Jacqueline Gorbett, and sophomore Lauren Stuth will start the game for us here tonight. The Eureka Loggers come into the game 2-0, 14-4 overall, as the Warriors are 2-0, 13-3 overall. Mr. Thank you very much, sir. You're an Iron Man. Appreciate everything you do, Mr. Referee, Mr. Broadcaster. Have a good one. All right, ready to tip off the big game here. Two undefeated conference foes. Warriors get the tip. It's Brooklyn Carter right side. Shucks up. No good. By Loggers. The Loggers are getting out in transition. That is the ball. She'll pull it back out on. Both fires the shot. No good. Rebound by Stoop. Couple missed baskets. Here comes Nunez pushing the pace back the other way. Dribble drive. She's going to get fouled on her way to the basket. Looks like Amaya G is going to pick it up. Amaya G is going to pick up the foul. First team foul against Eureka. Bounce underneath their own basket. Gets the ball out on top to Anissa. Right side to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fires the three. Knocks it down. The sophomore stays up from beyond the arc. Warriors got a 3-0 lead. Bowles across midcourt slowly. Dribble handoff to Maple. Over to Bowles. Handoff to Jaconi. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up. Shot goes up. No good for Eureka in the middle of the key. Rebounded by Nunez. She's out in transition. Kicks it out to Carter. Warriors looking to hit Carter from the same spot. Misses. Three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Gorbett, though. Over to Nunez. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. No good. Loose ball on the ground. Ball's loose. It's going to be saved by Nunez and out of bounds. Great hustle by both squads. Talking about coaching staff before the game, they know how important this game is and knows that both teams are going to match the intensity, even though we're sitting here in a matinee game in a stormy North Coast where anything can happen, even on the radio. Ball goes left side. That's Maples with the ball. Directs the traffic. Jaconi's got it. Over to Napoleon. Napoleon fires, misses. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up by Nunez. Nunez gets trapped in the backcourt, but she pulls it away. She's going to slowly come across midcourt, guarded out on top by Bull. Gets the pick from Stoop. Breaks the double team left side to Anissa. 2-3 zone for Eureka. Delmar trying to find their way through it. Finds Carter on the backside for the three. No good. Ball's being knocked out of bounds off Stoop. It's going to be Eureka ball. The Loggers start out in their 2-3 defense, the one that Jamie Fortuna just 4 days ago. Bowles comes across midcourt. Hand off over to Jaconi. Jaconi will fire the shot, knock it down from the free throw line. The junior gets her first bucket of the game, and the Warriors lead 3-2. 5:50 left here in the first quarter. Nunez comes across midcourt. Left side to Anissa on the wing. Low post to Stoop. Get past to Carter. Brooklyn shoots a 10-foot shot. No good. Rebounded by Eureka. Out in transition is Bowles. Bowles is going to get run over. Anissa, no call. And we're going to have a travel call on Stoop. She got the rebound. So it's going to be Eureka ball. 3-2 your score as Bowles will inbound on the sideline. Gets the ball into Jaconi. Back to Bowles. She'll reset on top. Sorry, that's G. G with the ball on top. Goes right side to Napoleon. Napoleon will reset back out on top to Bowles. We're going to have an illegal pick by G. G picks up two fouls within the first 3 minutes of the game. This happened to McKinleyville also, as their point guard has two fouls right off the get-go. Coach Napoleon's got a decision to make already. Nunez with the ball. Get pass to Anissa. Fires the three from the left wing. Knocks it down. if the Warriors are going to beat the 2-3 threat, it's going to be sharp shooting guards, and Anissa and Carter both have three-point baskets. 6-2, your score. Naples with the ball. Spin move. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound by Gorbitz. Gorbitz going to push the pace back the other way with Nunez. Nunez over to Anissa. Back to Nunez. They'll reset back out on top. Great effort by the Warriors so far. Taking their time. Getting another shot from the wing. Anissa goes up but misses. Rebounded by Ciccone. She gets it out to G. G's pushing into transition. 15-foot jumper for Eureka. No good. Rebounded by Gorbitz out to Nunez. They'll slow it down. Nunez across midcourt. Nunez back over. All the way to the basket. Great job by G. G gets the bucket. In transition, 6-4, your score. Nunez back across midcourt. Dribble drive, kicks it left side. That is Anissa back out to Nunez. Nunez, dribble drive, middle of the key, breaks the press and hits the floater from 8 foot. Nunez gets her first bucket, and the Warriors lead by 4. Back the other ways is Maples. Maples to Ciccone. Ciccone over to Bull. Bull shoots a 10-foot jumper from the elbow. Doesn't fall out of bounds, their ball. It's going to be Warrior ball. Coach Cliff Napoleon only suiting up 8 players. Sorry, makes that 9. Subs coming in into the ballgame is Gaither. Gaither and Petit into the ballgame for the Loggers. Nunez with the ball across midcourt. 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. Warriors lead by 4. Carter starts the ball on the right wing. Underneath the Stoop, easy bucket. Great look. Sophomore to sophomore, and Stoop puts it in. Great positioning. 10-4, your score. Warriors textbook offense on that one, and the Loggers throw it away. Talking to Coach Cliff Napoleon, he was worried about his team's IQ when it comes to situational plays, and that was that kind of situation. Nunez has the ball in the backcourt. Getting double-teamed in the middle, she breaks through the double-team. Now it's a 5-on-3. Brooklyn Carter's got the ball. Shot from the backside, no good. Back up, no good. Back, Stoops with the rebound, over to Nunez. She's going to get it back out. We're going to have a foul. She just picked up her 3rd foul in the first half. Big foul for Coach Cliff Napoleon as G's picked up her 3rd foul with still 2.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. When I say everybody's leaving it on the floor, they are. There were 5 players diving for that ball right there, and G just got called for the loose ball foul on that one. Steal by Ciccone, stolen away from Nunez. She's out in transition. All the way to the basket is Petit. Great play by the Warrior, by the Loggers in transition. And that quickly, Coach Clifton gets a timeout. With 2:28 left here in the first quarter, it's Delnor 10 and the Eureka Loggers 6. So your Sportscasters Club members include your title sponsor. The scoreboard's brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. Sutter Coast Hospital serving our community with care. Halftime will be brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet. Gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild Rivers adventure. And I believe Jaden Clifton, Delnord Alumni College basketball player, is in the house and might join us at the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report if I can get her up here. And Potter Real Estate Group, Crescent City specializes in residential and commercial real estate. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. In Amro WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Earlier in JV action, Delnor defeated the Loggers 47-43. Makana Ball led the way for the Warriors. She had 15. The JV team is now 14-5, 3-0 in league play. As for the freshmen, they fell 28-29. Coach Travis Colson said they had a couple shots right at the end to win it, just couldn't knock them down. They go to 6-6 overall and 1-2 in league play. The full court pressure, zone pressure by Eureka. Warriors are going to inbound. Let's see if the Warriors got the answer to the press here. Nunez will inbound the ball. Get it into Anissa, back to Nunez. Break the double team, ball stolen. Picked up by Petit. Petit gets the easy layup back the other way. Steal and a layup for the Loggers out of the press. Nunez. She's going to say she dribbled it on the sideline. As Nunez went to the wrong spot, the sideline in the press. So two turnovers for the Warriors as the Loggers step up their defense press. 10-8, your score. Dribble drive, shot goes up, no good. But a putback is good as off the bench was Gaither getting the bucket. 10-10, your score. Anissa with the ball. Get pass to Brooklyn. Brooklyn down the floor, she's going to throw it away. Another turnover, three in a row. Back the other way. It's going to be a foul on Gorbic as Gaither was heading to the line. Gorbic picks up the foul after she turned it over. Anissa comes out. Taylor comes in. Ball gets tossed in to Gaither. Gaither puts it up. No good. Rebound by. The foul's going to go against Napoleon. Loose ball foul. Napoleon picks it up, that's four. As Taylor inbounds the ball, gets it into Nunez. Nunez has it by herself, looking to break the double team, gets it backside to Taylor. Fourth turnover in a row, as the Warriors have thrown the ball away twice and have the ball stolen twice. 10-10 your score. 1:25 left here in the first quarter. Dribble drive by Bowles, back over to Napoleon. Napoleon, handoff to Ciccone. Shot goes up, middle of the key, no good. Rebound by Gaither, she'll put it back up and in. Gaither's come off the bench and knocked down two buckets, and the Loggers have their first lead of the game. Taylor almost threw it away on the inbound, but it's going to be Warrior ball. Nunez inbounds the ball, gets it to Taylor. Over to Gorbic. Gorbic dribble drive. Over to Suit. Ball's loose on the ground to be picked up by Poteet. Another turnover for the Warriors. Six straight possessions with turnovers. Back the other way. Bowles will fire the three from the wing. Knocks it down. The sharpshooter for the Loggers gets her first bucket. And all of a sudden, 10 straight points, 11 straight points for the Loggers gives them a 15-10 lead. With 58 seconds left here in the first quarter. Some more of our Sportscaster Club members include Ambro WSG Recycling, Storage, Truck Repair, and Waste Removal. Del Norte Tire. The Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. Crescent Cabinets. Need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. So it's going to be Warrior ball with 58 seconds left after Eureka's rallied off the last 11 points on six straight turnovers by the Warriors. Taylor will inbound the ball, gets it into Nunez. Nunez breaks the first double team. She tries to break it, and we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against Ciccone. Ciccone picks up the foul. That's going to be five team fouls on the Loggers. Warriors will inbound, so they're getting the presses off because they inbound in half court. See if they can get something going here. Nunez with the ball left side. As the Loggers have stepped up their intensity big time after that big run, presses. Nunez goes up, misses, rebounded by Petit, out to Ciccone. Loggers back the other way with Maples. Maples over to Bowles. Back out on top to Ciccone. Quick pass over to Petit. Gets underneath to Gaither. She goes up. Misses. Backside rebound by Maples, and she's going to get fouled. Senior Claire Maples will go to the line to shoot two, as she was fouled by Brooklyn Carter. Second team foul against the Warriors as Maples goes to the line. Loggers on 11-0 run. Misses the first free throw. Second free throw on its way. Nothing but net. Knocks it down. Extends the lead out to 6. Loggers up by 6. Taylor gets the ball in. Over to Stoops. Back to Taylor. Taylor. Over to Nunez. Nunez. Dribble drive. Middle of the key. Over to Stoops. Up with the shot. No good. Rebound by Gorbin. Out to Carter. Carter will fire the 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by the Loggers. 3-2 seconds left. Shot goes up. No good. At the end of the first quarter, a wild first quarter, where the Warriors went on a run. Loggers finished on a 12-0 run to finish the first quarter, and Warriors trail 16-10. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Mar Warrior Sports.
Del Mar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8 minutes left here in the first half, start of the second quarter. As the Loggers finished the first quarter on a 12-0 run and have taken a 6-point. Loggers inbound the ball to start it. They try to get underneath. The ball is going to go off Franz's forehead. Out of bounds, and it's going to be she's having a problem keeping her eye open. She got popped right in the eye. As Wilson comes in now. So inbounding underneath their own basket will be Ciccone for the Loggers. Ciccone gets it in. Ball stolen by Carter. Carter out to Nunez. They'll push it in transition. Shot goes up. Three-point basket. Nothing but net. Big, big bucket for Nunez to stop the bleeding. Warriors trail by 3. Maples with the ball. Looking underneath for Petit. Ball stolen by Carter again. Carter's out in transition. Over to Taylor. Reset on top to Nunez. Pressure, 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 2-3 zone. Taylor fires a 3 and knocks it down. If you ever needed some big buckets from the Warriors sharpshooters, it's right now. And Taylor's eyed the ball game up with a long 3-pointer. 16-6, dribble drive. That's Napoleon. No good. Rebounded by Potito. Out to Ciccone. Ciccone fires the 3. No good. Another rebound by Eureka. Shot goes up by Napoleon, and we're going to have a foul. As Gorman got the rebound and Napoleon got a frustration foul there. She picks up her second, 16th foul. Next one will be bonus. Inbounding into Taylor. Over to Nunez. Nunez breaks the press. Kinda gets almost to midcourt. Still in the backcourt. Over to Carter. Carter has it out in the corner, and she's going to get called for going out of bounds. The Warriors struggling completely when it comes to breaking the press. Another turnover. 16-6, 16-16 your score. Both these squads, 2-0 in league play, both had very successful non-conference schedules, and we're going to have an offensive foul. Foul's going to go against Ciccone. Ciccone picks up her second as the foul starts stacking up for the Loggers. Coney with two, Napoleon with two, and G with three. Nunez get pass over to Taylor. Taylor high post to Gorman. Dribble drive, shot goes up, and we're going to have a foul. Great job by Gorman, feeling at the high post and taking the one dribble to the basket. Foul goes against Maple. She picks up her first 18 foul against the Loggers as Gorbett goes to the line looking for her first points of the ball game. She's shooting two. The first one's off the back rim and falls in. Warriors take back the lead as they've scored the last seven in a row. It's been a game of runs so far. 17-16 your score, and the back rim no good. She gets her own rebound. Gorbett gets it. Tries to get underneath to Wilson. The ball stolen. Napoleon's out in transition. Blows it back down. Gives it to Maple. She'll fire the three. No good. Backside rebound by Carter. Carter out in transition over to Gorbett. Gorbett all the way to the basket. Goes up. No good. It's going to be a foul on Gorbett as she tried to battle for the rebound with Maple. Gorbett picks up her second. 17-16 your score. Ciccone will bring the ball across midcourt. Dribble handoff. Gorman's going to pick up the foul. That's going to be her third. 5:53 left here in the second quarter, and Gorman will take a seat, and Kimora McCovey will come in. Ciccone gets the ball into Bowles. Bowles gets it underneath to Gaither. Gaither up with a shot. Knocks it in. Great spin move by Gaither. She's got six tonight, and the Loggers take back the lead. Gets it over to Nunez. Nunez breaks the double team. In transition, out to Kimora. Kimora fires the shot. Front rim, no good. Going to get her own rebound, though, and it's out to Carter. Out to Nunez. They'll reset. New shot clock, 5:20 left here in the quarter. Warriors trail by one, 18-17 your score. Still an extended 2-3 zone by the Loggers. Ball goes corner to Carter, back out to Nunez. Ball's knocked away. It's going to be out of bounds off Eureka in the backcourt. As Maples comes back in and Napoleon will take a seat. No reset of the shot clock, so it's going to be 9 seconds left as Nunez brings it across midcourt. 7, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Corner to Brooklyn. Back out to Nunez. She'll fire the three. Shot clock violation is going to be Loggers' ball as the ball does not touch the rim on the shot. Stoots comes back in. Kimora McCovey takes the seat. Ciccone will be the one bringing it up since G is sitting on the bench. Going to be thrown away as Ciccone tried to look underneath. It's going to be a turnover. Warrior ball. Still a press on by the Loggers. Ball gets passed in, stolen. That's going to be a foul. It's going to be 1-1 back the other way as Bowles picks up her first. Ninth team foul against the Loggers, and Nunez will go to the line to shoot. Nunez shooting 75% from the line so far this year. She'll get a chance at a 1-1 situation here. As Maples comes back in, I'm sorry, Napoleon comes back in, and Maples takes a seat. Nunez at the line. Big free throws for the junior. Nothing but net on the first one. Ties the ball game back up. Just what we expected today, a hard-fought, get-after-it kind of an affair, and that's what we've had here in the first half. Second free throw's no good. Ball's going to be tied up with Gaither and Stute. Jump ball, it's going to be Del Norte. Great effort by the sophomore, battling it underneath. So the Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket. Nunez will inbound. Nunez gets the ball into Taylor, back out on top to Carter. Carter over to Nunez. She'll dribble up, back up to the top of the key. Back over to Taylor. Looking underneath, gets it to Stute. Stute back out to Carter. Carter fires the three. Air ball, rebounded by Petit. out to Ticcone in transition. The bull back out on top to Petit, on top to Bull. Dribble drives, throws one up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound's going to go to Wilson and Gaither. Go to the ground with it. The two big girls underneath. And the jump ball's going to go Logger's way this time. Inbounding will be Ciccone. Gets it in to Bull. 4:20 left here in the second quarter. Gaither with the ball. Hand off to Napoleon. He'll fire the shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound's going to go to Stoops. And we're going to have a jump ball once again as Stoops and Gaither tie it up. A lot of battling underneath. So full court pressure by the Loggers as Taylor goes to inbound it. Taylor gets it into Carter. Carter. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up by Ciccone. Out in transition. She's going to get pushed and go to the line. Foul on Taylor. Another turnover at midcourt for the Warriors. As Taylor picks up her first. Fifth team foul against the Warriors. Ciccone goes to the line to shoot two. Ice pack coming over for France. She got popped in the eye. Not sure. First free throw is good for Ciccone. As the Loggers take the lead back, 19-18. Second one on its way, no good. Nobody boxed out the shooter. And Ciccone gets the easy layup back the other way. Up by three, 21-18. Nunez with the ball. Skip pass over to Carter. Across midcourt, dribble drive by Carter. Easy layup, but we're going to get called for the illegal pick. Wilson's going to get the call. Wilson picks up the foul, 16 fouls, and Issa comes in for Taylor. 21-18, your score. As Coach Cliff Napoleon is spreading the floor here. Dribble handoff to Napoleon. Over to Bull. Pass to the corner, knocks it down. Big shot by Ciccone. Three-point basket gives the Loggers a six-point lead. Nunez over to Anissa, back to Nunez. Nunez playing catch with Anissa. We're going to have a double dribble call. 24-18 your score as the Loggers have rallied off the last eight. Off the Warrior turnovers, Warriors struggling with dealing with the pressure. The trapping zone full court pressure. As Ciccone once again tried to get it to Napoleon, she's going to throw it away again. Another turnover for the Loggers. Anissa gets the ball into Nunez. Nunez breaks the double team by herself. The second double team by herself. Gets it out to Anissa. Anissa fires the three from the wing. No good. Rebound to Gaither. Gaither gets it out to Petit. They're in transition. Out to Bull. She'll fire the three. Back rim, no good. Long rebound's going to go to the Loggers, though. And Bowles will reset. Ciccone will fire a three. No good. Rebound to Anissa. Anissa out to Nunez. 6-point lead for the Loggers with 2.5 minutes left here to go. Anissa, left wing, shot goes up. 3-point basket, no good. Rebounded by Gaither, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor by Coach Cliff Napoleon. As the Loggers got a 6-point lead here. I just got confirmation from Jaden. She's a little jet lagged, just flew in. Unavailable for halftime, so we'll work on finding somebody else for our halftime guest. Completely understandable, though. Sportscasters Club members include Del Norte Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community, Oak Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, Western Valley Insurance, on and off the court, teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for team committed to community, and more John Parts and Services. For one-on-one service and support, put the winning edge. See the team at More John Parts and Services. So 2:23 left here in the second quarter. Foul situation. Jacklin Corbett with three for the Warriors. And for Eureka, it's Amaya G with three. Napoleon with two and Ciccone with two. Eureka will be in bonus next time the Warriors foul. And the Warriors will be in double bonus next time Eureka fouls here in the first half. Out of the timeout, it's going to be Eureka ball. As Napoleon will pass it into Ciccone, as G has sit the whole second quarter with the three fouls. Napoleon gets the pick from Gaither. Stolen by Seuss as they tried to pick and roll. Out to Nunez. Turnover by the Loggers. Warriors got it. Nunez to Carter. Corner to Anissa. Three-point shot goes up. Partially blocked. Picked up by the Loggers. Ciccone out in transition. Hand off to Bowles. Over to Petit. We're going to have a moving screen on Gaither. Gaither's going to pick it up. Gaither picks up her first. It's going to be Warrior ball, full court pressure once again by the Logger. The Warriors got to find a way to get that ball to the middle of the floor. Okay, Nunez will inbound the ball. They had a substitution issue. Gets it in, over to Nunez, into Seuss, over to Nunez, over to Anissa. Anissa's going to turn it over. Petit steals it from her, out to Ciccone. Another turnover in the backcourt. Ciccone will fire the three, but miss it. Gaither gets the rebound and puts it back up. Seuss gets the rebound off the miss, and Nunez is out in transition. Nunez, 2-3 zone still by Eureka. Low post to Seuss. Seuss goes up. No good. Ball's going to be loose. Picked up by Gaither. Gaither out to Bulls. Sorry, that was Petit with the rebound. Loggers back in transition. Half court set now. Corner to Petit. Gaither goes up with a 10-footer. No good. Nunez out in transition. Nunez pushing the pace. Warriors got to get something going here. They get underneath the Seuss. Get the easy bucket. Great look from Anissa to Lauren Seuss. Seuss got her second bucket of the night. Warriors trail by four. 45 seconds left here in the first half. Underneath, Seuss gets the steal. Over to Nunez. Nunez pushing the pace back the other way. Gets fouled from behind. Nunez is going to go to the line to shoot two, and Napoleon's going to pick up her third. So G and Napoleon both with three fouls now. As Nunez goes to the line, she's one of two from the line. 24-20 your score. First free throw on the way. Back rim, no good. Subs coming in as Taylor comes back in along with Maple. Napoleon will take a seat with three fouls. Anissa will take a seat as Taylor comes in. Junior's second free throw on its way. Back rim, also no good. Rebound by Franz, though. She gets it over to Nunez. They're going to pull it back out on top. So Nunez only one of four from the line. Warriors trail by four. Nunez brings it back out on top. Ball goes right side to Brooklyn. Tries to go underneath. Ball stolen. We're going to have out of bounds off the Warriors. It's going to be Eureka ball in the backcourt. 17 seconds left here in the first half. Warriors trail by four, 24-20. Ciccone with the ball, back out on top to Bowles. Bowles, dribble drive, underneath, great look to Petit, and got an easy bucket. And that's going to do it, folks. As Petit picks up the last bucket there, the Warriors are going to trail 26-20 going into halftime. We'll be back with Hayuchi Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. Warriors trail 26-20. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Donor Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next. And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary Sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Jawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary Sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
It's a halftime report here at Tuna Gymnasium, where the Del Norte High Warriors trail the Eureka Loggers by a score of 26-20 here at halftime. And for a Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report, let's recap of last night's game for the boys, as the boys fell to the Fortuna Huskies on the road with a final score of 57-40. The Warriors fall to 1-1 in league play, 8-10 overall, as the Warriors were led by junior Merrick Crabb. He had 16. I want to take a quick look around the league right now and give you an idea of where all the HDN Big 5, Little 4 squads sit here as we approach the end of the first round of league play. Arcata, we'll start with the boys' side. In the Big 5, Arcata is on top. They're 3-0 in conference play, 10-6 overall. McKinleyville, 1-1, 15-4 overall. The Fortuna Huskies, 2-2, 12-7 overall. And your Del Norte Warriors are in fourth place, 1-1, 8-10, followed by Eureka, 0-3, 6-10. And in Big 5 girls' action, going into tonight's action, the Del Norte Warriors were 2-0, 13-3 overall. Eureka Loggers, 2-0, 14-4. Today's game is for sole possession of first place. In third place is McKinleyville, 2-1, 13-4 overall. Their lone loss coming against the Del Norte Warriors here at Tuna Gymnasium last week. They're 13-4 overall. The Arcata Tigers, 1-2, 9-8 overall. And the Fortuna Huskies, 0-4. 7-12 overall. And for the Little Four boys, St. Bernard's leading the way, 2-0, 9-7. And in the Little Four girls, it's St. Bernard's 2-0 and Ferndale 2-0. Both those teams, highly ranked teams in the North Coast section. Both won. St. Bernard's 13-2, Ferndale 14-3. We're going to take a look at the North Coast section seeding for the girls as we speak going into this weekend. McKinleyville's ranked number 2, Del Norte number 3. St. Bernard's 4, Arcata 7, and Fortuna 13. That's in North Coast section Division 4 girls ranking. The number 1 team is Piedmont Highlanders. They're 12-0. They have a rating of 34.2. One of the top teams in the North Coast section overall is Piedmont. And then the HDN kind of fills up the next three spots. Big game for the Warriors right here, as their strength of schedule lacks a little bit, as the Eureka Loggers made some noise down in the Bay Area in their non-conference schedule, competing very well in the West Coast Jamboree and a couple other big tournaments down there. So a win today against the Loggers could bode well for their strength of schedule and their overall rating as they head into next week. Next week, we'll be on the road. The Lady Warriors will be on the road. They'll be heading to Arcata, the Tigers' Den, Tuesday night, as they'll take on the always tough Arcata Tigers Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday, the boys will be at home as they will be taking on the Arcata Tigers on Wednesday night. Both those games will start at 7:30. I'll have the game for you, the girls' game, Tuesday, about 7:20, and Mr. John Pritchard will be back on the air Wednesday here at home as the Warriors take on the Tigers on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. About 5:15 here before we start the second half, let's go ahead and take a look at the first half scoring and foul situation. Starting with the foul situation for Eureka, as with McKinleyville, when Lewis picked up three fouls early in the first half, she had a seat for McKinleyville. Same thing happened today with Amaya. Amaya G ended up with three fouls quick. She had to sit most of the second quarter. She had 2 points. Mariah Napoleon had three fouls, and Jaconi ended up with two. Leading scorer for Eureka was Jaconi. She ended up with 8 points in the first half, followed by Ania Gaither, came off the bench, and she had six. As for your Delnor Warriors, foul situation, Gorbett has three. Nobody else has two. Brooklyn Carter had a three-point basket. Lily Nunez ended up with 6 points in the first half. Anissa had 3 points. Deanna Taylor had three. And Lauren Stutz ended up with 4 points. Probably the biggest story of the first half was Warriors' lack of ability to break the press, the trapping zone press that the Loggers put on, as the Warriors had seven straight turnovers, led to a 12-0 run at the end of the first quarter, halfway into the second quarter. Warriors battled back, tied it up 20-20, and then the Loggers finished once again on a 6-0 run to take that six-point lead into the second half. Free throw situation, as Warriors went into double bonus pretty early, but failed to capitalize at the line as they ended up going 2 of 8 from the line for the Warriors in the first half. Well, about 3 minutes left here before we start the second half. We're going to take a quick break in the action. When we get back, we're going to get ready for that second half, and I'll give you the keys to tonight, to today's second half. We'll be right back. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnor Tire.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnor Tire.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the Iuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. About 2 minutes left here before we start the second half, and both coaches coming back out on the floor. Actually, the Warriors still in the locker room, as Coach Clifton's got a lot to talk about on that pressing defense that the Loggers threw at her. Coach Cliff Napoleon did a great job drawing that defense up, and the Warriors haven't seen much press yet this year, and if they saw press, it was man-to-man, so it wasn't that big of an issue for Nunez to break. Keys to the second half for the Eureka Loggers is keep out of foul trouble. They've been very aggressive trapping in the double team, and that's how G picked up the three fouls. Mariah Napoleon with three fouls. So the key's going to be for the Loggers will be staying out of foul trouble. And for the Del Norte Warriors, the keys to the second half is going to be cut back off the turnovers. The Warriors got to find a way to move the ball, find the middle of the floor in that press. That big circle out there at midcourt is wide open in that press. The Warriors got to fight through that double team and get somebody in that circle to push the pace back the other way and keep shooting. The Warriors did a great job in the first half making the loggers pay in that zone as they knocked down four threes in the first half. Carter had one, Nunez had one, Bottega had one, and Taylor had a long bomb from three-point land also. Just getting ready to start here the second half. It's been the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. The Hiuchi Hamlet, it has hot drinks, cold snacks. It has cold drinks and hot snacks. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Coming back out on the floor is the Loggers, trying to pick up where they left off. As the Loggers will inbound the first one. Coach Mora talking to Coach Napoleon. Probably something about the hand check that were called in the first half in the press. G's back out on the floor. She'll bring the ball up the floor. Over to Giacone, tries to get it underneath to Napoleon. Ball's knocked out of bounds off Gorbin. 24 in the shot clock as the Loggers will inbound underneath their own basket. Gets the ball in. Ball's knocked away by Anissa. Still on the floor. It's going to be picked up. It's going to be Warrior ball. Great hustle by Anissa, knocking the ball away, and it went off the Logger. Turnover for the Loggers. It's going to be full court pressure once again by Eureka. Nunez with the ball across midcourt. Over the top to Anissa. Dribble drive. Scoop shot goes up. Nice shot by Anissa. Nice little layup on the left-hand side. She gets the bucket. 26-22. G, dribble drive. Right side to Bowles. Bowles, middle of the key, up with the shot. No good. Rebound's going to go. As Bowles and Anissa tie it up, it's going to be Warrior ball on possession. Warriors got to match Eureka's intensity here in the third quarter to get back in this. Nunez gets it into Stutes, back to Nunez. Nunez looks to break the press, goes by G. G over to Anissa, dribble drive, pulls it back out. Ball goes corner, and we're going to... As Nunez looked like she got pushed down, but there was no call. Ball went out of bounds off the Warriors. It's going to be Loggers ball. As G comes across midcourt. G, middle, floor, dribble handoff to Bowles. Bowles, dribble drive, kicks it right side to Napoleon out on the perimeter. Back to Maples, lot of movement. Bowles is going to fire the three and knock it down. Great ball movement. She gets her second three of the night, and it's back to a 7-point. Nunez gets it into Anissa, back to Nunez. Nunez breaks the double team, all the way to the basket. Great step by, great job as she flies by. Napoleon gets an easy bucket. Nunez with the basket, 5-point lead for the Loggers. Warriors trying to chip back into this with 6.5 left here in the third quarter. G brings it across midcourt, over to Giacone. Back out on top to Bowles, over to Maple. A little bit of a weave up on top. It's a man-to-man, and there's going to be an illegal pick. As Maples picks up the foul. Maples picks up her first, her second. As Maples will come out and Gaither will come in. Warriors got the ball, full court pressure by the Loggers. Skip pass into Brooklyn. Brooklyn goes by Gaither. Ball's going to be stolen by Bowles over to Gaither, and it's another turnover for the Warriors at midcourt. Bowles underneath to Petit. Back out to Bowles. On top to Napoleon, right side to G. Corner to Giacone. Over to Gaither. Gaither knocks it down. Great ball movement by the Loggers. And Gaither gets her fourth basket of the night. She's got eight. Nunez breaks the double team once again, all the way to the basket, soups out, goes up and in. As she's a one-man wrecking crew, she breaks two double teams, court one into the next. 31-26 your score. Warriors trail by five. Bowles with the ball, corner to Napoleon. She fires the three, no good. It's going to be a rebound. It's going to be a loose ball foul. Is G going to pick it up? G picks up her fourth foul. Within 2 minutes into the second half, G picks up her fourth, and she'll come back out of the ballgame. Tough, tough, frustrating foul there for G. As Nunez inbounds the ball into Stoops, tries to get it back to Nunez, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by Ciccone. Full court pressure once again. They're going to let Stoops catch it right there as they got to keep continuing to pass it. Ball's going to go off of Stoops. It's going to be another turnover. As the Warriors are just out of sync when it comes to the full court pressure. Ciccone will inbound on the sideline. Ciccone gets it into Gates. They're on the low post, guarded by Stoops. Shot goes up, no good. Long rebound to Anissa, out to Nunez. Nunez out in transition. All the way to the basket, up with the shot, no good. Rebound by Gorbett. Gorbett's going to go up. She's going to get fouled. Sorry, she did not get fouled. We got a jump ball. Went up, it looks like it was ball to ball there. Possession for the Loggers. Having an odd start to the quarter here, a little bit back and forth. 5-point lead for the Loggers with 4.5 left. Bowles with the ball, dribble drive, looks backside, tries to get inside, stolen by Anissa. And we're going to have another foul. Foul's going to go against Gaither. She'll pick up her second. Three team fouls against the Loggers. Gorbett will inbound. Gorbett inbounding the ball. Gets it into Carter. Carter, skip pass over the top, stolen by Gaither. Foul's going to go against Stoops as the Warriors turn the ball over again. Timeout by Coach Clifton gives the chance to load some more of our Sportscaster Club members, including Babbling's Henry Car Wash. Get your works car wash across from Fred Meyer. L&L Design and Construction, commercial, residential, construction, now licensed in Oregon. McDonald's, stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors. Econutrients, local, organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener in you. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. And Blue Star Gas, propane sales and service. Crescent City and Brookings. 31-26 your score. 4:44 left here in the first half. I mean, in the ball game. Foul situation as G picked up her fourth foul. Big foul right there for the Loggers. But as you can tell in the first half, as when G came out, they actually did pretty well at taking care of it at that point. As the Logger steps up that defensive pressure as Petit and Gaither comes off the line and gives them a little bit more length. So inbounding will be Napoleon. Napoleon gets it into Ciccone across midcourt. Dribble drive, Ciccone goes up, no good. Rebound by Petit, no good. Rebounded by Anissa. Anissa's pushing the pace back the other way in transition. Over to Stoops, off Stoops' head, but recovered by the Warriors. Nunez has it. Warriors just got to relax a little bit. 15 on the shot clock. Taylor into the ballgame. Skip pass goes over to Nunez. 10 on the shot clock. Nunez got it. Over to Taylor. Taylor corner to Anissa. Fires the three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Stoops. She goes up and she's fouled. Great strong move by Stoops. Great look by Anissa in the corner. Couldn't get it to fall. But the foul's going to go against Napoleon. She picks up her fourth. So G and Napoleon now both with four fouls. As Stoops goes to the line, the 23% free throw shooter. First free throw's nothing but net. G was 23% last game. She'd made two, so she's working that average up right now as we speak. She's made her last three in the last two games. 4-point lead. Second free throw on its way. Rattles it in. Down to a 3-point lead. Nunez picks up full court a little bit. Out in transition is Petit. Ball stolen away by Gorbett. Loose, picked up by Petit. Out to Ciccone. Over to Bowles. Battling for it on the floor. Gaither goes up. Great strong move by Ania Gaither. She's got 10. Back to a 5-point lead. Nunez with the ball. Up with the shot. She's going to have partially blocked by Ciccone. Out to Bowles. Bowles. Up with the floater. No good. Rebound by Petit. No good. Picked up by Nunez. Nunez back out in transition. She's going to go up. She's not going to get fouled. Ball's loose. She missed the shot. Picked up by the logger. Bowles back the other way. A little out of control. Couple possessions by both squads here. We're going to have a foul on the ball. It's going to go against Stutz, I believe. Stutz will pick up her second. Three team fouls against the Warriors. It'll be inbounded on the sideline. Ball gets passed in. Skip pass over to Petit. She's in the middle of the key. Up with the shot. Easy bucket for Isis. This is Petit. Picks up the bucket. 2-point basket for her. 7-point lead now for the Loggers. And a timeout on the floor by Coach Napoleon. Give us a chance to hello some more of our Sportscaster Club members, including Blue Star Gas, Propane Sales Service, Crescent City and Brookings, Chalwell, Benz, and Hartwick, Good Luck Warriors from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm, Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care, Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992, trying to keep you warm and happy, Lisa McCowan, State Farm agent, like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. But out of the timeout, it's a 7-point lead now for the Loggers as the Warriors still struggle to deal with the press by the Loggers as they're going to continue to pick up a full court. Into Taylor. Taylor over to Nunez. Nunez over to Taylor. Back to Nunez. They broke it that time. Great job over to Taylor. She fires the three. No good. Rebound to Stutz, though. And we're going to have a foul on the ground, and Gaither's going to pick it up. Gaither picks up her third. 15th foul. The Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket with a new shot clock. Nunez goes to inbound the ball. Gets out on top to Anissa. Anissa underneath to Stutz. And we're going to have a foul right there. And the foul is going to go against Petit. Is going to pick it up. That's her first. 16 foul. Skip pass out on top to Anissa. Anissa underneath to Gorbett. Gorbett kicks it back out. Oh, and it's going to be thrown away, but picked out by Ciccone. As Gorbett saved it, but passed it right to Ciccone. Out in transition to Bowles. 7-point lead by the Loggers, and Bowles will pull it back out on top. 2:25 left here in the third quarter. Bowles gets the pick out on top, and she's going to throw it away. Turnover for the Loggers. Let's see if the Warriors can capitalize. It's in the backcourt, so Nunez has it. Full court pressure still by the Loggers. Loggers across midcourt. Skip pass. Anissa wide open. Left wing. 3-point shot up. No good. Rebounded by Ciccone. Great look by Anissa. She can't get it to fall here in the second half as she's missed her last wide open three. Three of them. Ciccone with it. We're going to have an illegal pick. And that's going to be the fourth foul against Gaither. Four on Gaither. There's four on G. And four on Napoleon. 17 fouls, it's going to be bonus situations. Anissa left wing back out on top to Nunez. Nunez, dribble drive, kicks it out to Taylor. Taylor fires the three. No good. Rebound by Gaither. Gaither out to Napoleon. The question, well, will the Loggers be able to stay in that pressure press with three players in four fouls? Maples with a nice shot across the middle of the floor. She knocked down the two-point bucket, out to a nine-point lead for the Loggers. Taylor over to Nunez. These coaches working hard. Nunez, these coaches working hard for every call at this point. It's a battle here, folks. Nunez will fire the 15-footer. No good. Rebound by Ciccone. Ciccone will bring it back in transition. Warriors got to get something to fall as there's a three-point basket for Ciccone. 12-point lead now as the Loggers keep the press up. Anissa back to Taylor. Over to Stute. To Nunez. Breaks the press. 12-point lead. Nunez middle of the key. Puts the ball up. No good. Rebounded by Gaither. Gaither to Ciccone, and they're going to slow it down coming across midcourt. 12-point lead. Poteet has the ball. Ball's being knocked around, picked up by Bowles, out wide. 22 seconds left. Ciccone with it. Third quarter. Maple, 15-footer on the way. Air ball, no good. It's going to be Delnort ball. Everybody on the floor looks exhausted. Interesting situation as G comes in with four fouls and 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball gets thrown into Gorbett. Back over to Anissa. Anissa up to the middle to Gorbett. Gorbett across midcourt. She'll fire the three. No good. Rebounded by Gaither. Over to G, and that's going to do it. A sloppy, ugly second, third quarter, but the Loggers get the best of the Warriors as they extend their six-point lead out to 12 heading into the fourth quarter. Delnort trails 40-28. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnort Warrior Sports.
Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnort Tire.
The home of Delnort Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Delnort Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans, to the fourth and final quarter here at Tuna Gymnasium, where the Delnort Warriors trail the Eureka Loggers by 12 points, 40-28 your score. Big 4 minutes here for the Warriors. See if they can claw back into it as the Eureka Loggers have three players playing with four fouls now. Warriors will be in bonus for the rest of the half, for the rest of the ball game. Underneath to Stoops. Stoops goes up. She's going to get fouled. Quickly, Maples picks up her third. 18 fouls. Stoops will go to the line to shoot two. Great positioning by Stoops. She's 2 of 2 from the line. She's made her last four free throws. First free throw on its way. Nothing but net. Great shot by Lauren. 40-29, 11-point lead. The two guards up front shows the Warriors might choose to press here. Second free throw also goes. Warriors pull back. They don't press. 10-point lead. Ciccone from the wing knocks it down. The three-point basket goes. Ciccone has three three-pointers this game. Back out to a 13-point lead. Nunez. Dribble drive. She pulls it back out over to Anissa. Back to Nunez. Nunez looking underneath. Looking at Stoops. She'll pull it back out. Over to the corner to Anissa. High post. The ball's going to be backcourt violation against the Warriors as Anissa throws it away. Taylor comes in the ballgame for Anissa. 13-point lead for the Loggers. 43-40 your score. I'm sorry, 43-30 your score. As G has the ball coming across midcourt, playing with four fouls guarded by Brooklyn out on top. Jaconi with it. Over to G. Back to Howells in the ballgame. Howells over to Maples. Underneath. Shot goes up. It's going to be a foul. As Lauren's going to pick up her third. 13th foul. And that'll be Petit going to the line to shoot two. Petit has 8 points on the night. That's her first free throw. Front rim, no good. Warriors got to find a way to claw back into this. They need a couple big buckets and a couple defensive stops. Front rim, no good. Rebounded by Carter. Carter pushes it back across midcourt. Get past to Nunez. Nunez, 15-foot runner on the way. Knocks it down. Big shot by the junior. Nunez gets the bucket. Her 6 point of the half. And the Warriors cut the lead to 11. G with the ball. Dribble drives. Kicks it back out. Maples over to Howell. Over to Jaconi. Jaconi dribble drives. Tries to get it to Petit, but it goes off her hands out of bounds. Another turnover by the Loggers. Full court pressure still by the Loggers, though. Get the ball into Nunez. Nunez across midcourt. Drop pass over to Gorbett. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Carter. Back out on top to Nunez. Nunez with it, and we're going to have out of bounds off the Loggers as Nunez and Jaconi were battling for it. So it's going to be Warrior ball inbounding from the sideline. 16 on the shot clock. Gets it out to Carter, back to Nunez. Nunez high post to Gorbett. Gorbett tries to find Stutz. It's got to be a little bit more of a lob pass. She line drived it over the top and out of bounds. Turnover for the Loggers. As Taylor's going to pick up full court along with Carter. As G gets it across midcourt to Jaconi. Over to G. G, dribble drive, looks underneath, tries to get to Petit. Does, back out to Hales, is going to fire a three. No good, rebounded by the Warriors. Gorbett out in transition. She'll go up and she'll get fouled. Gorbett pushing the pace back the other way on her own. As Hales picks up her first foul into the ballgame. 19 fouls against the Loggers. Next one will be double bonus, but Jacqueline Gorbett, the 62% free throw shooter, will be heading the line to shoot two. She knocks down the first one. She's 2 of 3 from the line now as Gaither comes back into the ballgame. So rolling the dice, knowing how important it is. G and Gaither both in the ballgame playing with four fouls. Second free throw is no good. Long rebound to Stutz, though. Out to Jacqueline. Over to Nunez. Warriors reset, trailing by 10. They can cut into it a little bit more. Big possession here for the Warriors. Over the top to Stutz. Puts it up. Great look. As Nunez touch pass over the top to Stutz goes in. 8-point lead. 43-35. Petit over to G. Middle of the key. Floater goes up. No good. Rebound's going to be on the ground. It's going to be on the rebound. It's going to go against Gorbett. And it's going to be inbounds underneath. Gorbett picks up her fourth. As G will inbound the ball. Gets it into Petit. Petit looking for Gaither. Finds her underneath. She'll go up. She'll knock it down. And she'll get fouled. And Jacqueline just fouled out of the ballgame. Jacqueline picks up her fifth, and Gaither or Petit's at the line, or Gaither's at the line to try to complete a 3-point play. Big turn of events right there for the Loggers. as they push it back out to a 10-point lead, and Jacqueline Gorbett just fouled out. Wilson comes in, along with Kimora McCovey. The Warriors go really big here at that point. The free throw goes in. Nunez with the ball. Breaks the double team. Kimora ends up with it, and she's going to get, we're going to get a jump ball. Kimora got tied up at about the mid-court line there, and it's going to be a jump ball. Timeout on the floor by Coach Clifton. He's going to get a full timeout to talk to this lineup he's got out there. Some more of your Sportscaster Club members include South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Desk Bros in Brookings and in Crescent City. Brian's Beach Dog, Realist Today, Ketchup Tomorrow, Grab a Dog, and more in Harbor. And just a reminder, we'll be back on the air next Tuesday night as the Lady Warriors make a road trip to Arcata to take on the Tigers in the Tigers Den. And on Wednesday night, the boys will be here in Tuna Gymnasium as they'll take on the Arcata Tigers also. Foul situation, Gorbett just fouled out. Stutes has three. As for the Loggers, G with four, Gaither with four, and Napoleon with four. Maples has three. Double bonus for the Warriors. The next foul by Eureka. And for the Warriors, they have five fouls, so still a couple fouls away from bonus for Eureka. This game's had its ebbs and flows both ways. But once Eureka took that six-point lead in the halftime, they've been able to keep that lead at least seven or eight. It's 11 right now as Eureka inbounds the ball. G has it. She shoots the 15-footer, partially blocked off of Petit out of bounds. It's going to be Delmar ball. Great job by Carter, partially blocking that one. As Nunez inbounds the ball. Full court pressure by Fortuna. Warriors got three bigs in this game. As they got Wilson, Stutes, and Kimora McCovey. They get the ball into McCovey. McCovey's going to tie it up, and we're going to have another jump ball. As Nunez tried to get it over to Kimora. As they're trying to take care of a wet spot on the field here. Gets the ball in to Brooklyn Carter. Carter man-to-man defense. She breaks it across midcourt. Staggers across. The ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Eureka. As Carter tried to break the double teams, but Petit knocked it out of bounds. Nunez will inbound on the side over to Carter. Back to Nunez. Nunez over to Carter. Carter to Kimora underneath. Tries to get it to Stutes. Ball's knocked away out of bounds by Maple. Three on the shot clock. As Kimora McCovey will inbound. Looking to get it in. They get it in. Stolen by G. Tried to get it to Carter. Ball stolen. Nunez out in transition. Scoop shot doesn't go. Rebound to Petit, though. She'll put it back up. Doesn't go. Wilson comes up with the rebound. Lily Wilson out to Nunez. Nunez in transition. Out to Kimora. Kimora will fire the three from the wing. Knock it down. It's a two-point basket. But still a big, big look for Kimora. Her first bucket of the game down to 9 points. Just under 4 minutes to play. Can the Warriors battle back here and make a late run? Petit with the ball. Back out on top. She'll pull it back over to Bowl. G with the ball on top. Left side to Maple. Dribble handoff. A little weave on top. Petit back out to Maple. 3 seconds on the shot clock. 2-1. Gaither up. What a good rebound by Wilson. Wilson gets it out to Nunez. Back across midcourt. Good defensive effort by the Warriors that possession. 9-point lead. And the Warriors cut into it. Over to Kimora. Back to Nunez. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. Nice shot off the backboard by Nunez. down to a 7-point game, and we're going to have a foul as Nunez went up for it, and the foul is going to go against Nunez as Nunez tried to steal it from Ciccone. Nunez will pick up the foul. That's her first foul tonight. 16 fouls. Next one will be bonus for Eureka. Over to Petit. Inbounding. Dribble drive. Over to Gaither. Gaither goes up. Shot goes in. Easy bucket for Gaither on the back side. Inbounding will be the Warriors, will be Nunez into Kimura. Back to Nunez. Nunez breaks it across midcourt. Over to Carter. Carter fires the three from the wing. And she got fouled. She'll shoot three. And Gaither just fouled out. So Brooklyn Carter will go to the line to shoot three free throws. And Gaither fouled out. Big turn of events for the Warriors here if they can capitalize. The substitution is Maples will come, or Napoleon will come in and play with four. So Brooklyn will go to the line, 70% free throw shooter. She'll shoot three free throws. Warriors trail by nine. Front rim, back rim, no good. Big free throws here for the sophomore. We can make a couple here. We can cut it to seven. Second free throw, front rim, back rim, caught it. Shooters roll on that one. Subs come in as Franz comes in for Wilson. Bowles comes in back in the ballgame as Maples takes a seat. And as quickly as the Warriors went big, the Loggers went small. Second free throw also good as Taylor comes out and Taylor comes in and Kimura comes out. Down to a 7-point lead for the Loggers. Warriors are going to pick up full court man to man. Into G, over to Bowles. Bowles over to G. 7-point lead. They break the press. Napoleon's got it. Sharp shooter from the top of the key. Doesn't get the fall. That's Bowles. Rebound by Ciccone. Put back good. Great put back by the junior. Warriors go to break the press. It's Nunez. Over to Taylor. Taylor back to Nunez. Nunez breaks the press with the pick from Stoops. Get past to Taylor. And we're going to have a foul. Carter's going back to the line. Foul's going to go against Petit. Petit's going to pick up her second. Carter trying to make it happen at the line. She's got two more. Double bonus. 9-point lead. Let's see if she can get them. First free throw, no good. Still a 9-point lead for the Loggers. 2:07 left. Second free throw is good, down to an 8-point lead. G over to Ciccone across midcourt. 2 minutes to play. Bowles with the ball, dribble drive. Timeout by Coach Cliff Napoleon. And it'll be a full timeout. So let's take a look at the timeout situation. Coach Napoleon's got one timeout left. Coach Clifton has two. Eureka will be in bonus next time. And Del Norte is in double bonus. And in the foul situation, G has four for Eureka. Napoleon has four, and Maples has three. Gaither has fouled out of the ballgame for the Loggers. Jacqueline Gorbett has fouled out of the ballgame for the Warriors. And the only other person in foul trouble is Stoops, has three fouls. So after being dismal in the first half, two of six from the line, the Warriors in the second half now are now about 10 for 13. So 50-42, they're checking the scores here. 2, 4, 6, 7. I got 10. I got 50 to 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 42. So the Warriors trail by 8. 50-42, your score. So with 22 on the shot clock, the Loggers are going to inbound on the sideline. Coming out of the timeout. One timeout left for the Loggers, two for the Warriors. They get it in, they post up low post. Great look to Napoleon. Over to Ciccone, and she knocks it down. Great call from the out-of-bounds play as Coach Cliff Napoleon drew that one up. Carter picks up the foul. Ciccone makes the bucket and is going to the line to try to complete a three-point play. And the free throw is good, and that leads out to 11 again. Taylor gets it into Nunez. Nunez over to Taylor. Down to Nunez across midcourt. 1:40 left. Warriors trail by 11. Back out to Nunez. Skip pass over to the corner. Ball's going to be thrown out of bounds. Frazzled, to say the least, the Warriors right now. Another turnover. As the Loggers will inbound, full court pressure for the Warriors. Over the top, Ciccone, that ball had to be stolen from the get-go. And it's going to be an easy bucket back the other way for Bulls. 1:25 left, 13-point lead now for the Loggers. As the Warriors try to gamble defensively, could not right there. Taylor over to Carter across midcourt. Nunez will fire the three. Up, no good. Rebounded by Taylor. Over to Nunez. Skip pass to Carter. Carter, dribble drive, pulls it back out. Almost throws it away. Taylor picks it up. 20 on the shot clock. Shot goes up. The floater knocks it down. Great shot by Nunez. 55-44, 11-point lead. Bowles with the ball. Double-teamed at midcourt. Travel call against Bowles. At midcourt, it's going to be a turnover by the Loggers. 48 seconds left. Warriors trail by 11. Nunez will inbound the ball. Back into the game will be Anissa, another shooter for the Warriors, as Kiki takes the seat. So four shooters on the floor here for the Warriors. Brooklyn over to Anissa. High post to Taylor. Out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Ciccone. Over to G. Warriors aren't going to foul, but they're going to put pressure on the ball. 11-point lead. Napoleon with the ball guarded by Anissa. Over to Petit. Back out to Bulls. Bulls dribble drive. Shot goes up. Knocks it down. Another easy bucket for the senior, and the Loggers have put this one away. 10 seconds left now. Warriors trail by 13. Nunez across midcourt, broke the press. Kicks it to Carter. Carter fires from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Winningham. She puts it up. Shot blocked. And that's going to do it, folks. As the Eureka Loggers have taken out the Del Norte Warriors here at TuneIn Gymnasium, by a final score of 57-44. We'll be back with the post-game show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week post-game show. We'll have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports.
And our Sportscaster Club members sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Sutter Coast Community Clinic offers pediatric care with pediatrician Dr. Nassery and certified pediatric PA Susie Schwartz. If your infant or child is in need of a pediatrician's care, please call Sutter Coast Community Clinic to get set up as a new patient. Dr. Nassery and PA Susie Schwartz offer wonderful care and look forward to serving your pediatric needs. For an appointment, call 707-464-6715.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to Tuning Gymnasium, where moments ago, the Del Norte Warriors fell to the Eureka Loggers by a final score of 57-44 in a game where the game was a 6-point lead for the Loggers at the end of the first quarter. They carried that 6-point lead into the second quarter, had a 12-point lead at the end of the third quarter, and ended up beating the Warriors by 13. Looking at the scoring for the Eureka Loggers, it was Mariah Bowles with 10 and Gaither with 12. Leading scorer of the day was the junior, though, Caitlin Ciccone. She had 19. Poteet came off the bench for 11 points also. And for your Del Norte Warriors, Brooklyn Carter had 6. Nunez had 16. Anissa Batiga had 5. Gianna Taylor had 3. Kimora McCovey had 2. Jacqueline Corbett had 2. Lauren Stute, the sophomore, had 10 points also for the Del Norte Warriors. The Warriors fall to 13-4 overall, 2-1 in league play, and the Eureka Loggers go to 15-4 and now have sole possession of first place with a 3-0 league record for the Loggers. And up next for the Lady Warriors, it's going to be Tuesday night in Arcata at the Tigers' Den, as Del Norte Lady Warriors will be on the road as they take on the Arcata Tigers. I'll be there with live game action Tuesday night, and the boys will be back in action here at Tunin Gymnasium on Wednesday as they will take on the Arcata Tigers. John Pritchett will be here. She'll have live game action for you on that night. Well, Warrior fans, that should wrap things up here for us today. A big thank you to our engineer without peer back at the studio, Gloria, for my broadcast partner, John Pritchett, for Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear a rebroadcast of this game on DelNorteSports.com. Once again, our final score tonight, Del Norte lost to the Eureka Loggers 57-44. I'm John Horner. Good night, everybody. Stay safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iucci Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Aleshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.